Chapel Program, Wednesday, October 14th. Student Coordinating Council, John Chapel, Bob Phillips, and Bob Lovell.
Cain asked God, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Let us bow our heads for a moment in silent prayer. In the name of our Lord, we pray. Amen. Now let us stand and sing together hymn number 465, God of Grace and God of Glory, number 465. The world is my country, all mankind are my brethren. To do good is my religion. Thomas Paine. He who shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will revolutionize the world. Benjamin Franklin.
Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your task. Phillips Brooks.
Religious duties consists in doing justice, loving mercy, and endeavoring to make our fellow creatures happy. Thomas Paine.
The true Christian is the true citizen, lofty of purpose, resolute of endeavor, ready for a hero's deeds, but never looking down on his task because it is cast in the day of small things, scornful of baseness, awake to his own duties as well as to his rights, following the higher law with reverence, and in this world doing all that in his power lies, so that when death comes, he may feel that mankind is in some degree better because he lived. Teddy Roosevelt.
What a man believes is not ascertained from his creeds, but by his life. George Bernard Shaw.
Among the scenes which are deeply impressed on my mind, none exceed in sublimity the primeval forests undefaced by the hand of man. No one can stand in these solitudes unmoved and not feel that there is more in man than the mere breath of his body. Charles Darwin.
The only significance of life consists in helping to establish the kingdom of God, and this can be done only by means of the acknowledgement and profession of the truth by each one of us. Leo Tolstoy.
It is very difficult to get along with a man who gets his orders directly from heaven. W.T. Connor.
The ultimate measure of a man's life is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. The true neighbor will risk his position, his prestige, and even his life for the welfare of others. In dangerous valleys and hazardous pathways, he will lift some bruised and beaten brother to a higher, more noble life. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Science has made war so hellish that civilization was about to commit suicide. And now we are told that the newly discovered instruments of destruction will make the cruelties of the last war seem trivial in comparison with the cruelties of wars that may come in the future. If civilization is to be saved from the wreckage threatened by intelligence not consecrated by love, it must be saved by the moral code of the meek and lowly Nazarene. His teachings and his teachings alone can solve the problems that vex the heart and perplex the world. William Jennings Bryan.
When a man says he can get on without religion, it merely means he has a kind of religion he can get on without. Harry Emerson Fosdick.
There is only one way of following Jesus and of worshiping God, and that is to be reconciled with our brethren. If we come to hear the word of God and receive the sacraments without first being reconciled with our neighbor, we shall come to our own damnation. I believe in turning away from the phraseological to the real. We must be ready to allow ourselves to be interrupted by God. God will be constantly crossing our paths and canceling our plans by sending us people with claims and petitions. We may pass them by, preoccupied with our more important tasks. As the priest passed by the man who had fallen among thieves, perhaps reading the Bible. When we do that, we pass by the visible sign of the cross raised across our path to show us that not our way, but God's way must be done. It's a strange fact that Christians and even ministers frequently consider their work so important and urgent that they will allow nothing to disturb them. They think they are doing God a service in this, but actually they are disdaining God's crooked yet straight path. The sin of respectable people is the flight from responsibility. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Every good act is charity. Your smiling in your brother's face is charity. An exhortation of your fellow men to virtuous deeds is equal to almsgiving. Your putting a wanderer on the right road is charity. Your assisting the blind is charity. Your removing stones and thorns and other obstructions from the way is charity. Your giving water to the thirsty is charity. A man's true wealth hereafter is the good he does in this world and to his fellow men. When he dies, people will say, "What property has he left behind him?" But the angels will ask, "What good deeds has he sent before him?" Muhammad.
As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. Whatever differs from this, to the degree of the difference, is not democracy. Abraham Lincoln.
The real road to happiness lies in going to jail and undergoing sufferings and privation, there in the interests of one's country and religion. Mahatma Gandhi.
It was and is still my conviction that the humanitarian work to be done in the world should, for its accomplishment, call us as men, not as members of any particular nation or religious body. Albert Schweitzer.
The destiny of mankind is not decided by material computation. When great causes are on the move in this world, we learn that we are spirits, not animals, and that something is going on in space and time, and beyond space and time, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. Winston Churchill.
The only way out of today's misery is for people to come to be worthy of each other's trust. Albert Schweitzer.
In ancient Hebrew times, religion meant membership in the Israelite community. Christian religion means membership in the Church of Christ. Togetherness with one another is woven into the very part of the fabric of the Christian worship of God. The promises of God are not given to those who think to serve him in separation from their fellow men, or who try to love him without at the same time loving one another. John Bailey.
I know that one is able to win people far more by the spoken than by the written word, and that every great movement on this globe owes its rise to great speakers, not writers. Adolf Hitler.
The curse of the godless man can sound more pleasant in God's ears than the hallelujah of the pious. The kingdom is to be in the midst of your enemies. He who will not suffer this does not want to be of the kingdom of Christ. He wants to be among friends, to sit among roses and lilies, not with the bad people, but with the devout people. Oh, you blasphemers of Christ, if Christ had done what you are doing, who would ever have been spared? Martin Luther.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and to take up his cross, and follow me.
May we pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy goodness and Thy grace. And we thank Thee for the lives of all of those who have paid a price to find the way that they felt was right. We thank Thee for all the struggles which they underwent and all the suffering which they endured. We thank Thee that as Christians living today, that we may learn from those who have influenced the life of the world. And we pray that as Christians we may accept the responsibility of being our brother's keeper, of carrying out your work in the world where we are. We pray that thy grace and love may bear upon our hearts in such a way that we may be thy witnesses here and wherever we live and whatever we do. For help us to know, our Heavenly Father, that in receiving the revelation of thyself in Jesus Christ, we have incurred a debt to the whole world. We offer our prayer in Christ's name.